You've been there since the last four.
I did.
Is it going? What did...
Okay, we have the power shelf in the door.
Yeah.
So we're going to the inyan that when a person says he's going to do a mitzvah, like he's going to give tzedakah, he's going to learn, he's going to do azoy, whatever it is. So what's the matzav? Is that a neder? It's not a neder. Do you have to do it? You don't have to do it. What's the thing? So first we'll go through the main source of it, which is the Gemara Nedarim, famous Gemara, and we'll see that there's a machlokes exactly what the din really is. It says here in Nedarim Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Amrav Gidol Amrav Ha'oimer. No. Line to higher. Ha'oimer Ashkim ve'eshne perik zeh. Somebody said, I'm getting up early, I'm going to learn this perik. Eshna mesech dazu, neder gorol nader l'elukei Yisrael. It's a big neder to Elukei Yisrael. This is the main Gemara about saying you're going to do a mitzvah. So, first you have the Ran. The Ran says, there's no such thing. That can't be a neder, because a neder is only when you make an iser chefza. A neder is ish ki yidur neder l'Hashem, or yishava shvua lesser iser. A neder means that you say this chefetz is aser on me. But if you go and say you're gonna learn, that's no iser, and there's no iser chefza. So what? Nothing to do with a neder at all. So what's pshat in the Gemara? Zok the Ran. The word neder, he brings some Aram Mekoyim from places in Masechet Nedar, can sometimes be used for a shvua. So really, what it means over here is that the person said, I'm swearing a shvua that I'm going to go learn. So if you read that piece of Ran, you come away thinking that the Ran is saying that nothing happened. So what does the Ran hold? If let's say somebody went and said, I'm going to learn. Nothing. It's no neder. It's nothing. Then this Gemara has nothing to do with a neder. It's saying that if a person made a shvua to learn, it's a shvua. But that's if he said, I'm saying a shvua. Okay? So that is taka, what it sounds like from that Ran. However, there's a Ran a little later, a few lines later in the Taf. Bye. The next person, he said, Nashkim v'nishne perik zeh. Yeah? Let's get up together and we'll learn the perik, which means, the Ran says, it means like he's taking on the responsibility, I'll wake everyone up. Olov lehashkim. Then he's got to do what he said. So, talk to Ran, what's shot in there? Mistabrali, the hochi ka'omar, kimon sha'omar nashkim harikibol olov. So he made a chrais. Shayehu Mo'er Badover, that he's going to be the Mo'er and he's going to wake everyone up. So, Kamash Malon, the Kabbalah, the Be'alma Lidvar Mitzvah, if you make a Kabbalah on yourself to do a Dvar Mitzvah, Mahania, it works. Demai Darmin and Hocha, because this person here, Lo Yizkir Lo Neder, he didn't make a Neder that he's getting up early. V'lo Yishvua, he didn't say a Shvua, just I'm getting up early. V'afilu Hachi Bedibura Be'alma Sagi, just saying it is already enough to have to do it. Dumia demai damrin and the Kabbalah bilchud mahani litzdaka. Just like we have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that as soon as you make a Kabbalah, you have to keep the tzedakah you said. Ki dechsiv beficha zu tzedaka. Because it says in Parshas Kiseitze, right? Moitzas vasecha tishmar vasichsa kashen odarta l'Hashem alekechen edava asher dibarta beficha. And the Gemara says the word beficha comes to include that if you said you're going to give tzedakah, you have to keep your word. V'hu ha'din l'chol dvar mitzvah. And hu ha'din, any dvar mitzvah, tzedakah is just an example. It really means any mitzvah you said. And that's why if you said you're going to get up early to learn, you have to keep your word. So the shayla is, it's like it sounds like a steer. So a few lines before that, when it says, I'm going to learn, the Ran says, it couldn't mean a neder, because it's not an Isser Heftza. It must be, it meant a Shavua. And then he himself says a little later, that you do have to do it, even if you did not make a Shavua.
But that's in specific, the second case was in specific, where he's made an obligation to others.
He made an obligation that, right, but he said, that we're, but what's the source for that? The source for that is, because since it says tzedakah is a chiyuv, hu adin kol dvar mitzvah, any mitzvah. So then if it's any dvar mitzvah, so why couldn't that be when you say, I'll get up myself and learn? It's a dvar mitzvah. Why shouldn't that be included also?
So when he says it's a shvur, what do you mean it's not a shvur?
Maybe
it's a
shvur,
so it doesn't
help.
Maybe it's a
shvur
that does work.
Maybe, I don't know. Again, the first round, right. The round says it couldn't have meant that he made an eder because it wouldn't work. So it must be he made a shvur.
What's wrong with that? So it's a
shvur. That's fine. I'm just saying, what does the round mean when he says it couldn't have been an eder? Yes, it could have been an eder because it could have been an eder from Beficha Zut Tzedakah, which works for any Kabbalah Dvar Mitzvah. So what's bothering the Ra? So...
What's the right of the Fichah? Is a Shvur? Is a Neder not a Shvur?
Well, the Ra'an says Beferish that it's called Kabbalah. That's it, what he calls it. And you don't need, he says Beferish. You don't need to say, Lo Hizker Lo Neder. You don't have to say, I'm doing a Neder. V'lo Yishvua. He doesn't have to say, I'm doing a Shavua. You just have to say, I will do a mitzvah, and automatically you have to do it.
So,
that's l'chayr, the answer. And that's what Reb Reuven writes. Chiddush Reb Reuven says, the answer is because there's a difference in the words in the Gemara. The first time it said, neder gadol nodar le'lekei Yisra. So the Ran says, what's this big neder? It's not a neder. It might be a beficha. It might be beficha zut tzedakah. It might be a mitzvah's essay of beficha zut tzedakah. But it's definitely not a big neder. So the Ran says the word neder could mean shavua, and it meant he said a shavua. Okay, that's a real shavua. So that's why the Ran knew it meant shavua up there. So in other words, when you go through all the Rans on the page, it comes out that the breakdown is like this. If a person says beferish a real shavua, that'll do a mitzvah. So obviously, it's a real shavua that'll do a mitzvah. And if he doesn't do it, he was over a shavua v'sheker. But if a person just says, "I'm going to do a mitzvah," any mitzvah you want, then he's not. It's not a real neder, and it's not a real shavua. But it is a pasuk in the Torah. It says beficha zut tzedakah, that you have to keep your word. Beficha zut tzedakah. And that is a mitzvah essay, a chayra, that you have to keep, and it's called the Kabbalah. Okay, so according to the maskona of the Ran, the din is if a person makes a Kabbalah to do any mitzvah, it's a mitzvah deraisa of beficha. That's how it comes up from the Ran. But it wouldn't be a real ned. Okay, now I just want to mention what Reb Reuven says. He says, what's the pshat in this mitzvah of the Ran? So, until I saw Reb Reuven, I thought, it's a mitzvah. It's a type of a smaller type of a neder. It's like not a full-blown neder that's a real neder has lo yachal. It's a lav. The Ram says, anyone who breaks a neder is over lo yachal. He's over an essay of kichal yetzimi piv yase. It's just an essay ba'alma. That's what I understood.
So,
excuse me?
And you have no basis to be mocked.
Well, I think you could, because the Rashbam says in Bava Basra that anything that happens with your peh can have a Taras Nadar. And he says, you see, Adaf Kufchav, like Hekdish and Meiser and Truma and everything. So Meiser comes with your peh, so L'chay, you could have a Taras Nadar. So that's what I would have said. I would have said that it is somewhat of a neder. So if it's somewhat of a neder, so what's kvetching the Ran so much? So why can't it fit into neder gadol neder l'elokei Yisrael if it's somewhat of a neder? So I would have said, it's not a neder gadol. What?
Why
It's a small neder. That's what's bothering the Ran. Reb Ruin says not the pshat. He says pshat is if you look. He says you look in the Ritva in Ksubis. The Ritva says that if a person is chayiv in tzedakah, can you give him a kfiyah? Can Beis Din beat him to give the tzedakah? So the Ritva says yes. Why? Because it says beficha zu tzedakah, right? That's the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. Now read the whole pasuk. Moitzas fasecha tishmor ve'asisa kasher nodarta l'Hashem elkech nedava asher dibarta beficha. Beficha zu tzedakah. And what are we dashing from the word ve'asisa? Sheya asucha. The Gemara darshins that Beis Din can force you to do it. So he says the word ve'asisa is going on everything in the pasuk, including beficha. So therefore the Ritva comes out that you can force a person to give tzedakah mamash with kfiyah. So Frechter Ruvin, what shaykhis? There, you're forcing him to keep a ned there. There we're talking about that the person said with his mouth, I will give tzedakah, beficha. So very, very, very nice. You see that the Torah says if someone makes a neder, you force him to keep a neder. What shaykhis? The Ritva is talking about that a guy knocks on your door and you're supposed to give tzedakah. And the guy says, I don't want to give tzedakah. Zok the Ritva, you force him to give tzedakah. What? Where does he see? What? He's spelling two things. They have nothing to do with each other. So Zok, Reb Ruvin, you know what you see from the Ritva? So more than a thing. He says, what you see is that beficha is not a neder at all. Beficha is that the Pasuk is saying that if you extend on yourself a mitzvah that you want to do more of it, you extended the mitzvah. Meaning, let's say you have to give tzedakah azoifa, and you make a neder and you say beficha, I'm going to give to him too, or I'm going to give him $200. I really only obligated $100, or whatever I'm supposed to give. I'm going to give more. So you extended the essay of tzedakah with your pen. And Mimela, what you did is you didn't make a neder. You made the mitzvah of tzedakah come on you more. So now the Ritva makes a lot of sense. So the Ritva says, you see that you force a person on the essay of tzedakah. Because if you made the mitzvah of tzedakah go more on me...
You still have to do something. A person has to do something to
commit.
To come to that point.
To bring it on himself. Yes, beficha. But in order to the beficha,
not just Stavazoi, there's an onion walking around town. Every Thursday, after Avos Yisrael, he can't give you malchus to give.
100%, right. But the Ritva is saying that from the fact that you see that if a person went and said, I'm giving $500 to this onion, right, and then he doesn't keep his word, Beis Din will force it. So that proves also that if a Stam Yid doesn't give any tzedakah, and he should be giving, then Beis Din will go to him and also force him. What's the tzad hashava between the two things? Because it's the exact same mitzvah essay. He has the mitzvah essay of tzedakah, and he has the mitzvah essay of tzedakah. Beficha is bringing on himself that the mitzvah tzedakah is $500 bigger. That's how he understands. More de kazach, what he's saying. And every time Beficha does that, whatever mitzvah he says, whatever mitzvah the Ron said, it could be any mitzvah. Pshat in that is, let's say he says the same thing. God says, I'm going to learn this parak of learning. Beficha, right? Like the story in the Ron. The man says, I'm getting up early and I'm learning parak ketz and tzaylin. Right? So Beficha, he has to keep it. So what happens if he broke it? Zuck the root, he didn't get a veir of ned there. He got a veir of limitaira. The essay, because he put on himself an azay viter. Now, where I got stuck, he doesn't go into this. Because there's another round that gives another example. He says, if a person makes an eder to do a tainis is eichet ha-mitzvah, zok the round. Memela, he has to keep it because of beficha zu tzedak. So which essay, though? I don't know which essay did he pull on himself. Yom Kippur? What? he put... I don't know.
But it doesn't mean Nidri Isser there in that case by the Tainus.
No, the Ron says Beferish. It's not Nidri Isser because it's not asking food. He's not like saying Kainim food. He says Beferish.
What do we do
on Kaddish Shabbos? Oh, the essay of Kaddish, you mean like from Kedushin Tiyu. The essay of Kedushin Tiyu. Could it say Tefet? Maybe. Or I thought Tshuva maybe? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know which mitzvah, but he says Beficha does that. But
of course, he's an Avarian also, because every Neder is an Avar also. So.
But what he's saying, it's not a Neder.
Yeah, right.
That's what he's saying. It's not a Neder. Okay, so the bottom line is, so far, we did one Rishon so far, the Ran. The sheet of the Ran is that if a person does a Kabbalah to do any mitzvah, it's learned out from the word Beficha.
And like
nothing to do with Mishbati, right? That's only Shavuot.
It's not a Kabbalah B'Leiv.
Like we're not talking about Leiv now. We're talking about B'Leiv. Yeah, Kabbalah B'Leiv is a different sugya. You can't get to it tonight. Right? That's
no,
a different sugya.
You have to verbalize it.
So here we're talking about verbalizing it, right? Beficha. You see, clear, right? It says Beficha. And the Pshat is that you have this Beficha. Now, I'm just saying, Pasha Pshat, I would have explained the Ran. It's an essay called Beficha. Reb Ruvin wants to bring Raya's. It's not that there's a new essay, dikenetter of Beficha. It's you're pulling on that mitzvah on you. And the Reb Ruvain says, now the Ran really makes sense. So the Ran says, if it said neder gadol, it definitely can't be Beficha. Because Beficha is mamish, nothing to do with a neder. It's just pulling on tzedakah or Talmud Torah or whatever. So then it really makes sense that the Ran knew it wouldn't fit in.
So when you make a shvua to do a mitzvah,
a real shvua,
is that included in this?
Will he get this too?
The Ran saying is you get two because the Gemara is not mashu that way.
Well, I mean, who
saying you could be, you can make a shvua, the chiddush, you can make a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah. He said, okay, well, how do you do such a thing to be mezaris yourself? But you know, it doesn't seem like
that you'll get a double.
Something else.
Well, I mean, what you're... I don't see why he shouldn't, though. I'm saying, if he made a shvua, I mean, and maybe we'll say the same kind of thing we talked before, that if it's a shvua, it doesn't go into the... it makes a little sense, and there's a pshat, is either you're making the mitzvah on you, or you're making a shvua. You're not trying to make the mitzvah bigger, you're just making a real shvua, maybe. So anyways, that's the Ran. What, according to Reuven, it's really not a neder, you mean, even though it's in the pasuk of neder.
But neder is extending on yourself, and it's extending on yourself.
Yeah, it's through your mouth.
Sound like that.
You're saying pashtus, you would have read the pasuk, you would have thought it's a kind of a neder.
Right.
Yeah, I would have also. That's why I always thought until Reuven came along. But I hear his rai from the Ritva, sounds like a pretty good rai. He brings more rai, so I just said one of them. That was the most convincing one to me. That's the first sheet. That's the Rosh. The Rosh says the same thing in Halacha, but he reads the Gemara different, because when he says here Neder Gadol, the first case Neder Gadol Nadar, so the Rosh says it's got to mean he made a Shavuot, because it's got to be a Shavuot. Otherwise, the Rosh says no. Just Lav Hainu Neder Mamish. It doesn't mean it's a neder mamish. The loy ikri neder el shematvis bedavar another. He has another problem. The Rosh says, by a real neder, you always have to say zek zek. Like, you know, this should be like kainim, like this should be like a carbon. So it's not a real neder. Ela keilu neder tzedakah. It's keilu. Damrina bereshishana befichazu tzedakah. So what did the Rosh do? He did the same halacha as the Ran, but he doesn't bother him so much. He's okay with it. It says neder gadol. It doesn't have to be such a grace of neder. It just means beficha zu tzedakah. Okay, so they're the same as far as halacha. They go together. Then you have the Rashba. With our, he's saying that like when it said neder gadol, don't get so worried that it means it's mamish lo yachal and a whole neder. It means beficha. And then Gemara calls it, it's a grace in neder, because you got to do it, it's very important. So it like gave his ayurus that it's very choshev, but it doesn't mean it's mamish in neder. But the Ran doesn't like reading it that way, because he thinks neder gadol sounds like it's mamish in neder. So he says you got to read it, that means the shavu. But they both coming out the same halach. That's the shita of the Ran and the Rosh. Then you have the shita of the Ra.
Why does he have to go to the Fifa?
The Rosh, he says he didn't make a Shavua. The story, he argues on that. No. He learns that the person just went and said, I'm going to learn. He didn't add a word and didn't subtract the word. He just said, I'm going to learn. And al zeh oimer ha-gemor, neder goro nora l'kei Yisrael. Isaac the Rosh, it's not a big neder. So, yeah, that's what it means. It just means that he's b'fich. That's how he says. So they're coming out the same thing. The Rajba and Rav Rami Nahar say here, no. The pshat in the Gemara is that if a person says, I'm going to do a mitzvah, it's mamish a neder gadol. It's a full-blown neder. He's over bal yachol. He's over, they say beferish. He's over bal yachol dvar. If a person said, I'm going to learn, and then he doesn't learn, or I'm going to whatever do, some mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah might be, it's a neder gadol. It's mamish a neder gadol. And in other words, what they must be saying is that since it's in that pasuk there, b'ficha zu tzedaka, so that pasuk is an eder. Because it says there, kasher nodarta l'Hashem l'kech nedav asher divarta b'ficha. Now I already brought that, I wrote down the names of the different shittas, because in other words, what you got to know is, let's say tzedaka. Let's take the real classic Iker case, which is Beficha. The Gemara says, Beficha zu tzedakah. So what happens if a person said he's going to give tzedakah, and he didn't give tzedakah? So we already know, according to the Ron and the Rush, he's definitely not going to be, he'll be over the Beficha, whatever you call it, either the new essay or the tzedakah essay, you're not going to get Bal Yachal. But in the Rambam in Loisa say Kuf Nun Zayin, he says beferish that if a person said he's giving tzedakah and he doesn't, he's over bal yachol. And as they state in the Tash Beitz and Chelik Beitz Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph, that if a person said he's going to give tzedakah and he didn't, he's mamash over bal yachol. So then, because they say it's mamash included into the pasuk all the way, so the according to the Rambam and the Tash Beitz, it makes a lot of sense that if you're going to claim that Beficha Zu Tzedakah includes every mitzvah, then every mitzvah will also be Bal Yachal. Which is what it really says, Beferish, in the Rashba, right here, and the Rami Nahar. That yes, if the person said he's going to learn, and then he doesn't learn, he's Mamish Erev Bal Yachal. Okay? So there we have Mamish Amachleikis. What is the Halacha if a person said he's going to do a mitzvah? And he doesn't do it. Is it just Beficha? That's the Rosh and the Ran. And then you have the Rashba and Rav Minohar, which say it's Mash Bayachal, which would fit with the Tash Beitz and the Ran.
Maybe the Ran of the whole Beficha is in the Gala that's also in that there are all the problems of Fasa and Hefta and that.
Exactly. That is exactly what he would be saying. So now, I want
to... The person says he's not going to do a mitzvah.
Oh, yeah.
So then, Beficha, then, Lachar Shabbat.
Oh, Beficha only is on doing mitzvahs. Beficha isn't like... Beficha doesn't mean anything that your mouth says. It's only for mitzvahs. That's what it says in the Ran. You learn out mitzvahs. That's it. Oh, so now, what are we paskin? What's the psak? So... like this. The Lashon in Shulchan Aruch is, I wrote it down here, Simin Reish Yud Gimel Sif Beis. Ha'oimer Eshne Perek Zeh. I'm going to learn this pair. Havi Ke'ilu Nodar Losis Tzedakah Oy Lasis Shor Mitzvois V'nidroi Kain. Okay, that's the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Zok the Birka Yosef, you see that the Shulchan Aruch was careful to write Ke'ilu Nadar. Because the Shulchan Aruch means that it's not a full neder. Okay, and that's probably the emes, because if you look in the base Yosef, right there, you know, he says Beferish on this Gemara, the Chos of Harosh, and he writes the Harosh. Lav Hainu Neder, Mamish. Elo machshavin and lay keilu nadar. The Amrina beficha zu tzedakah. So being that that's the only reason that the Beis Yosef brings, that probably is where he got his language from, because it's wrote here, Ke'ilu Nadar, so he wrote Ke'ilu Nadar. And Memela, that means according to Shulchan Aruch, you are in Oiver Bal Yachal if you make a neder of doing a mitzvah, it's only Beficha. You mean the Rambam in Sefer, and Lois say Kufin and Zion, where he said by Tzedakah, okay, I don't know, he doesn't bring it. And the Birkei Yosef brings that there's an, he brings it from someone, he says, that you could see this also in the Mechaber in Simin Reish Gimel. You can see from the words of the Mechaber that it's not a full neder. The Mechaber writes over there in Simin Reish Gimel that if a person wants to get himself into tzedakah, he should never say, I'm making an error to give tzedakah. Okay? But if a person ha'oimer eshne perik zeh, what if a person says, I'm going to learn a perik? V'yorei shema yisrael shel b'davar, and he's scared that he'll slack off. Shari leile mindar. He is allowed to make an error. Now, Stam, what's the difference between tzedakah and learning? So different forms say different answers. Oh, that's what Prisha says. Learning is in your control. Giving tzedakah is not, because what if the guy won't accept the money? He might run away. It might be hard for you to get him.
Or might
not have money. Okay. Other, the Taz says, because it's too dangerous to say you're going to give tzedakah, Yitzhar might get you. Whatever it is. For tzedakah, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't. He says, yoimar b'li neder. But when it comes to learning, farker, you could make a neder. It's shari leil minder, you could. So, Frek, the Birkei Yosef, what kind of, Kate, what's that? He says, the Taz says, the big Yitzhar not to give tzedakah. But here, I was wondering. It's a chiddush. That's not a big Yitzhar. That's what the Taz says. Oh, so now the Shach's already ma'oyer the difficulty. He says, listen to the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Ha'oimer eshna perik zeh. He said he's going to learn a perik, and he's scared. Sheis Rashel, you're allowed to make an eder. So the Shach sort of points out. He says, mihu. Really, he already said an eder. So the Shach, I don't know what he means. Like, why doesn't he write sorichi? It doesn't make sense. If the person said eshna perik zeh, so tell him, Rabid, you just made an eder. Why does he have to make an eder? So zok the Birkei Yosef, that's right, to what we just said. That the pshat is that the Shulchan Aruch Shita is that it's only Beficha. So this guy doesn't feel that Beficha is such a stark and mechayv. According to Reb Ruvain, I really understand it, right? Because according to Reb Ruvain, there's no lav. Because Reb Ruvain, the pshat is bittel teir, that's the problem, that he's not so stark on bittel teir, right? So Memela, you're allowed to make a real netter, like you'll say, chveis, koinam alai, this kicker if I don't learn the parak, right? You're allowed to make a real netter to get yourself to learn. So that's his other right. So he says, that's the Shulchan Aruch sheet. But the tour, he argues, he's like the machmir. Because if you look in the tour, the lashon is, if a person says, I'm going to learn a parak, Havi Neder Gomer. That's the lashon of the Torah. So the Birkei Yosef says that sounds like he means it's a full neder. It's a neder gomer. But he writes that he has a problem because if you look in the Torah in Simon Reish Gimel, he also wrote the same thing that the Shulchan Aruch wrote there about that you can make a neder to get yourself. So it doesn't work because according to the Torah, it should come out it was already a neder. So I looked up the tour, and I think it's beautiful. I don't see any problem at all. I'm going to read the tour to you. See if you hold like me. I think Mamish, it's very nice. Let me find it where I wrote the tour. Oh, he says like this. If it's tzedakah, he starts the same way. When it comes to tzedakah, be careful. Say b'li neder. Don't take a chance. Don't make an edit. Aval be mitzvah de gufe. What does it mean, mitzvah de gufe, like learning? So here we have the perushin. The preacher says it's in your control. Gufe means it's in your control. You don't need to get someone else. Ta says it means it's all you need is your mind and your mouth, not your money. Gufe. Then kehahi de omar eshne perik zeh ve eshne mesech tazu, like that of the person who said that, the yore shema yisrashel badovor, and he's afraid that he's not going to do it, the yesh biyore lekayim badovor, but it's something that's totally in his control, shori leilim ninder, he could make a neder. So I see that the Birkei Yosef thought that the way you read it is, the man said Eshne Perikzeh, and now he's afraid that he'll be lazy. He's allowed to make an edit. So, doesn't understand. He already made an edit. Well, I don't think that's how you're supposed to read it. Do you think that's how you read it? I think he's. This is how he said. Avo be mitzvah de gufei o mechay beverom yale kehahi de omar Eshne Perikzeh ve Eshne Perikzu. Is the round saying this man said that? Or he means like that Gemara, like the Gemara, no? Like the Gemara of the person, he's trying to give you a dogma, like the dogma of the case in the Gemara, of the person who said Eshnezeh, which is a thing, which is gufe, that's an example of mitzvah de gufe. Over there, if I care, it's fine to make a nether. So, there's no problem. I believe the Torah is very nice. The Torah is giving that as an example. Right, that's a real nether. And that's what the Torah is saying. You can follow that Gemara, and you can do what that Gemara said you can do. That you're allowed to say Eshne Perikzeh, which is a nether. He doesn't mean that there was a man here, Yankel, who said Eshne Perikzeh, and now he's afraid, and you tell Yankel, make a nether. No, that was the nether. He just means Kahi, like the Gemara. So, Mamish, you see that the Shulchan Aruch changed it a little in Simen Reish Gimel, just like he changed it in Simen Reish Yud Gimel. I think it's very meduyik. The Shulchan Aruch is always going with the Shita that he holds of, that it's not a full neder. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch wrote over there that if a person makes a neder on a mitzvah, it's ke'ilu. Whereas the Torah wrote, no, it's a neder gomer. And the same thing in Reish Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch said, a man said, I'm going to learn, and he's afraid he won't do it, make a real neder. And the Torah didn't write it that way. The Torah wrote a dogma. So, Memela, there's two shitas here. The Shulchan Aruch seems to hold it's not a real neder. The Torah holds it is a real neder. The Vilna Gaon paskins beferish that even though there are rishonim in the hold, it's a neder. And he says, who is that? The Rosh. Meaning not. He must mean the lower level neder, because the Rush holds. The Rush was the one who says, I don't hold of that at all. I hold like the Ran's Shita, that the Ran says that the Gemara meant a Shavua. And Mimela, it's not a neder. Now, my problem with the Gra is, obviously you know what my problem with the Gra is, because the Ran himself also wrote that it's still Beficha. So what exactly did the Gra mean? I don't hold like the Rush, I hold like the Ran. L'chaira, the Ran also said it L'maisa later.
Unless he has a Beficha qualifies the Shvur, it's a din Shvur.
But I mean, that's not what the Ran said. The Ran said Beferish, well, that even it's not an Eder, not right. May, in other words, maybe the Gra himself holds that the first Ran is the one he holds like. That the first Ran said the Gemara meant Shavua. He does not hold of the second Ran. He doesn't hold when it says in the later Gemara, Olav Lahashkim, that Ran says Beficha. Like maybe the Gra doesn't hold of that Ran. Then he would be holding a lesser level. He would be saying a very big kula, that if you say you're going to do a mitzvah, it's nothing. Which I'm going to bring in a minute, that there's the Ramban might hold that way. The Ramban, but I didn't get the Ramban. I'm just saying so far what we have on the page. The Torah learns that if a person says he's going to do a mitzvah, it's a full neder with balyach. The Shulchan Aruch holds if a person says he's going to do a mitzvah, it's beficha. The Gra writes on the Shulchan Aruch, yes. The Shulchan Aruch says it's beficha. Taka azoy state in the Rosh. But look in the Ran learned the Gemara was a case of a Shvua and a Mela, no Raya. So it seems like the Gra is saying that he holds it's not even beficha. Okay, now who...
To what extent does intent have any... Somebody say, where are you going? I'm going to the Shir. Whoops, Shvua.
Oh, very good. I was Mamish going to get there in a minute. Let's see if I... I still have time. Okay, Belina, I'm going to get to that, Mamish, the practical part, in it. As soon as I get done with the Ramban, then we'll get to that. Okay. Now the Ramban. The Ramban says like this. The Ramban says he has a whole big machlekes at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says that if a person makes a neder to do tzedakah or hekdish or any of these things, then it says in Parshas Kiseitze that kisina neder l'Hashem elekecha loy se'acher l'shalmoy, there's a lav of bal ta'acher. And then there's also an essay, because it says, Moitza Sosecha Tishmar V'asisa. So it's a lav and an essay. And not only that, really, there's also an essay for him in Parshas Matos, because it says, Kechol Ayotze Mipiv Yaseh. And there's a lois say for him in Parshas Matos called Bal Yachal Devore. So basically, he's going to get four Averis. He's going to get Bal Ta'acher and Tishmer Velsisa from Kiseitze, and he's going to get Bal Yachal Devoroi and Kechol Yitze Mipiv Yaseh from Matos. Okay, just he says, since it's a double, I'm not going to count it twice. Okay, so the Ramban says, I see that the Ramban made a shidduch between Kiseitze and Matos, and he made it into one big package. Zok the Ramban split it. Mamish, two different zach. In Matos, we're learning about Nidrei HaRishus, that he said, let's say, Koinam Alai, Kikar Zeh, and he has his lav and his essay of Bal Yachal and Kechol Yitzim Mipiv Yaseh. And Parshas Kiseitze is only for things that Hashem told you to give. Because it says, Loi Sa'acher L'Shalmoy. You're paying up what you've got to give. And he says, it could be a carbon. It could be Hashem told you to do tzedakah. They're all giving. They're all giving. Anything in Kiseitze is only for an nedarim that you're giving to somebody. And he writes Befeirish, he brings down the whole list from the Gemara Bereishis Hashanah of all the things that we learn out of the words. Erichin, Hekdeshois, Domim, Chatois, Ashomois, Oilois, Shlomim, Tzedakis, Maisris, Bechor, Pesach, Leket, Shikha Peya. These are the whole list of Gemaras in Rosh Hashanah. Every last one of them is something that you're giving. And Memela, you see that that's what the Pasuk in Kiseitze is for. And Memela, don't mix them. Bal Ta'acher is only if you're supposed to give something. And in another Matas, you'll never get Bal Ta'acher. And the essay of Moitza Sosecha Tishmar V'asisa is only on an essay of giving. Like one of those things. And then the Rambam brings an example. He says, it says in the Gemara Bava Kama that a person made a net, Hanoider, it says, Hanoider, that he's going to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, or if he's made a netter, he's going to marry an Isha. You don't make him rush. He can take his time until he picks out the house he likes, and he takes the Isha he likes. In fact, the Rambam, why? But what happened to Bal Ta'acher? Okay. Just to underline the kasha, there's a marit, Shuvas marit, that asked the kasha. Marit says, L'chayr, this is a mitzvah, because Nisa Isha is a mitzvah. Buy a house in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah of Isha Eretz Yisrael. So it should fit right into Beficha, because it's a mitzvah. So why shouldn't there really be Bal Ta'acher? Because it says over there, Lo Sa'acher. So the marit says, the answer is, because we say the dait of the hachi of the person was, that I mean when I find the one I want. Now the Ramban, that's what he meant, right? It's like his intention, we understand that's what the person means. The Ramban says the same exact kasha as the Marit, And he says his own answer. Ramban says, because it's not giving. You're not giving, you're buying a house, or you're marrying an isha, you're not giving. So it's out of that whole pasuk. So Zok, Reb Ruvain, if you think what that means that the Ramban would never say that a mitzvah would be b'fichas u'tzedakah. Because tzedakah, very nice. That's giving. But what the Ran and the Rosh wrote, b'hu adin kol mitzvah, you can't say that with the Ramban. You can't say b'hu adin kol mitzvah. V'haraya, there, you just had two mitzvahs right there. You had Lisa Isha, and you had Yishev Eretz Yisrael, which you saw it happen. The Marit, he said, it is a mitzvah. So he had a whole problem in the Gemara. And the Ramban went and said, there's no problem, because it's not giving. So Memele, he says, it should come out according to the Chidush, according to the Ramban, that if you say you're going to do a mitzvah, it's zero. It's nothing. He says, maybe it could be a Drabanon, because...
Unless you're going to say, I'm going to wake up somebody else, so then you give it.
Well, I don't know that's called giving. He says...
You said buying a house, you're also giving a house, transaction, you're giving.
I mean, he means like l'shalmai, you know, like to pay, you know, to give money or give a carbon. I think it's pashas, it would only be that. So the Mele, he comes out in the Ramban. Okay, now that's it, that we don't paskin in the top of the Shulchan Aruch. But I'm clearing the grub might hold that way because of the grub that we were saying before. Because the Gra, he didn't like even the Rush. So he might end up holding like the Ramban. Okay, so if that's true, I don't know for sure, but if that's true, then we even have three sheetas on the page of how chomer it is. According to the Tur, it's Bal Yachal. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's just Beficha. The Gra might even be saying it's not even Beficha. Okay, that's the end of the Lamda Shepan. Now, Lamai Siddiq. Okay, what is, if a person says, people all the time say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. So, what's the din? So, I want to say two svaris lahatar. The first one is based on the Ritva. The Ritva asakasha. When it says over here that this is a neder gadol, so frek the Ritva, but why? Even if it's a new kind of neder, don't you have to say hare alai? So the Ritva says there's a thing of yad by an eder yodis nedar. So it's like a yad to saying haray alai. Okay, so im kain, you see from the Ritva that the only time that it counts for an eder is when the person is making it like I am a chayiv myself, right? So im kain, I want to say a svara, that if the person says it in a way that it's nicker, that the guy is not being mechayiv himself. He's just saying, I think I'll do azoy, you know, like people talk all the time, like, right? And it's obvious, anybody who heard how he said it would be able to tell you, he didn't mean that he's obligating himself. He's saying he thinks he's going to do azoy. He didn't say the word, I think. But it's, you understand that he means, I think, then you would ruin the niyad for being Hare Alai. Right? So, alright, it's a very dacus thing because it could be, but that's, sometimes it is obvious that what the person was saying, he definitely wasn't trying to say that I'm being Mechayiv myself. He's just saying, so where are you going? I'm going there. He's not trying to be Mechayiv himself, he's trying to answer a question. Where are you going? Do you mean that you are obligated yourself and you're not going to change? It's pshita than that. So, that's one big heter. The other heter is what Rav Shlomo Zalman said. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes he has like a kuntris on the Hataras Nedar, in the back of the volume that they have on Chodesh Tishrei, you know, the Halicha Shlomo, and he says like this, that it says in the Gemara Nedarim, right, that you can make, at the beginning each year, you're allowed to say, all Nedarim that I say will become batal. All the Nedarim that I say this year should become batal. And we do this, because every year, after we do Hataras Nedarim in the morning, then we say, Hareini Moisim Edah, Shekol HaNedarim, Shani Eder Me'ata, Yu B'Teilim Revotal. So, the Shulchan Aruch brings this thing down, in Hilchos Nedarim. And the Ramah says, you're not supposed to use this, Elo L'Tzorech Gadol. Why? Because Abaye said that this works even if you made the neder and you totally forgot about what you had said. But Rava argues with Abaye. And there's a machlekes rishayim if he was arguing on that point or not. So Memela, according to some rishayim, Rava said, I argue. It only works if you did remember the Moedah. So therefore the Ramah says, only if it's a big tzayrich, you're allowed to use this Moedah, because it's not a muskim thing. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said like this, that hani mili, when it comes to a person who said a real neder, that he said koina, a neder, mamash. So then we say you shouldn't rely on it. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, yeah, he's even more machmer, you can't even rely on it for a tzayich gadol. But by this person over here that said, I'm going to learn, and the Ritva said that l'chayra, you need to say Ari Alai. So the Ritva says, it's a yah. But Zakhtar of Shlomo Zalman, by a person who said in the beginning of the year, I'm not making any nedarim, so then that's enough to be a raya that he didn't want to say Ari Alai. That's a svar that he wants to say. Because he said in the beginning of the year, I don't want to make any nedarim. All my nedarim should be batal. So Memela, when a guy like that would go and say, I'm going to learn, it's understood he didn't want to say Hari Alai. So Memela, it's much better than the other guy. The other guy, he said a whole neder. So then you have to come out to Mamash Hilchas Bittel. And we don't rely on that. But here we're not using it as Hilchas Bittel. Here we're using it as just a raya that the guy didn't really want to say Hari Alai. So then on the bottom they say that Reb Aaron told this over, Reb Shlomo Zalman met Reb Aaron Cutler somewhere, and he told this over, and Reb Aaron was very happy with it. So Memela, that's another heter, even in a case, this is a much greater heter than the first heter. The first heter is only in a case where it's nicker that he didn't mean a Kabbalah. And this heter is even if the guy did mean a Kabbalah, but since he had a Moedah, it's Ke'ilu. Now, Lamaise, Sai on the top, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even though it's a good cheshbin like the Ritva, that says you need to say Arilai. He says, I'm not borrower that everyone agrees to the Ritva. And on the bottom, they say that Lamaise, Rav Shlomo Zalman used to say that even though I think Me'ikar Adin, you could say Mechan this, he didn't say Mechan at Lamaise. In other words, if somebody would ask him, he would say, no, you have to be Machmer, make Atars in the dark. But he held that that's a B'toyer's Chumr. In other words, Me'ikar Adin Mamish, it is okay. But you should be machmer to make atars in the dark. But on that, I want to say, but that's only in the second level. When the guy really meant a Kabbalah, or his lashon sounded like a Kabbalah. But in a case where the person's lashon sounded not like a Kabbalah, then I don't think you have to be machmer. Then you really don't have to be machmer, because it's obvious he didn't mean a Kabbalah at all. Okay, now I just want to finish off with one last thing that people know about. We say it also in Erev Shana. I was nohagti atzmi shloisha pa'amim, that if you did a mitzvah three times, then also you need a hatars nedar. So I just want to say two ikker things about that. One is the Dogel Mirvav over there says that let's say a guy does a minig and then he's not feeling good, and then it's hard for him to do his minig. So Dogel Mirvava is Makel and says it's obvious that he only meant I'm going to do it if I'm feeling okay. But the Shach is Machmer. The Mishnah Berura brings it down in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and he writes on the top both opinions, and on the bottom he says if he's an Oinus and he can't find anyone to Matir the Neder, he thinks he can rely on not being Matir the Neder. But this is Neged to a million things that people do, and they do Minhagim, and then they're not feeling good, or it's hard for them, or whatever. And L'chayra gets into this machleika. So L'chatchili, you're supposed to matir neder. B'di'evid, he says, we can't find anyone. You can be samech that it's obvious you didn't mean that. Then the other nekuda is that in Gan's Shulchan Aruch, it never says this thing about three times. It shows up in your Siddur. It's not in Shulchan Aruch. So I finally saw there's a tshuva from the Imre Yosher. I got it from the Minchas Yitzchak. He says to look there. And the Imre Yosher says that if you look good in Shulchan Aruch, you'll see the real Nekuda is that if you do the mitzvah with the intention that you're going to do it always, that's really what's the main thing. And really, if you did it one time and you had in mind beferish, I'm doing this always, that's the real Isser. Three times is a chumrah because we say if you did it three times, it's like stama, like ke'ilu. But he says, let's say you did it three times and you had beferish in mind, I'm not doing it always. Really, mikra, then it's not. That's not the ikr case. The case is either if you did it stam three times or you had in mind beferish that you're doing it forever. That's. And I just want to end off with one last thing. You should know that this whole thing is a derabbanan. It comes from a Gemara in Nedarim Daf Tes Vav and Aleph. The Gemara says, "Mi ika bal yachal derabbanan." Is there such a thing as a bal yachal derabbanan? Says in. If somebody is noyeg to do something, how do you know you have to keep what you're noyeg? Shenemar bal yachal. Like the Gemara, this is a derabbanan dika bal yachal. It's not a derais to bal yachal. Where's the bal yachal? You didn't talk. You didn't say a word. You just did. It's taka derabbanan. So that's the din. On this derabbanan dika bal yachal, the ikar of it is, if you had a mind, you're always going to do it. The mail, I know, Bachrim, they ask me all the time, all these kind of things. I did this, do I need a Torah Satara? I said, is there any Havami in the world that you meant you're going to do it forever? Like, they have Mesil Sesharim Seder. Now they want to stop. Is it in it? Is there any Havami for your whole life, till Me'av Esrim, you're going to have Mesil Sesharim Seder? Pshitanish, nobody keeps one Seder unless you had, they are such a das, will never ever say that you had in mind you'll do it forever. By anything which is pshita, that you're not doing it forever, is not an edit.
If you give like a $1 bill and you don't give it to him, he says you could be good for
him. Yeah, he had that over there. And he said that the best thing is you should always have in mind that you're not being makabel until it goes with his hand.
Because
of this. Yeah. And he said one time they saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman was all running after the ani. So they didn't know what happened. So they asked him what happened. He says, this time what happened was the guy was blind and he actually put the money down and the guy didn't cha. So his whole thing was that he always has in mind once he puts it down, he put it down. So he had to go and run after the ani.
All right.
Okay. All right.